Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Holistic Healing Hour. Today on the platform of the Blog Talk Radio Show, welcome one and all. This is actually about my second and or third prelude overview show of my upcoming guest in studio on Tuesday the 20th. It's now Sunday evening, February 18th at the time of this recording, Chris Burris. And in those other one and or two prelude shows, it's just a matter of scheduling in life, and it got in the way for him this time around. It happens to all of us, for sure, myself. So we rescheduled. That's on for Tuesday. So I had a prelude. Thanks for being patient. And welcome, one and all, however you got here. One and all, Peter and Paul, my two church mice. Some of you are via invite here, and others, ubiquitous audience, thank you. And also, we do a YouTube channel version every day, 3 audios, 6 years and running. We'll be here for about 15 minutes, and we're going to talk about Chris Burris. So, thanks for being patient. And in the first prelude show of his upcoming appearance, which was last Monday, okay, it was a little bit different context that we were perhaps going to talk about in that interview that, you know, had to be rescheduled. So then I did a prelude show, I guess you would call it the aftermath of the prelude show, and there was no aftermath, it was just a rescheduling. I talked about what pretty much was going to transpire, you know, had it been able to come to fruition, and then lo and behold, Chris had reached out and, you know, just, hey, can we do it again and blah, blah, blah. So here we are. So here, the third overview, but it's about what we will be talking about when he joins me in studio on Tuesday. Thank you so much. So really deep, calming breath. It's a lot of information. Thank you. For you. And especially if you're coming in new, and we appreciate that. Continue to do so. So we're going to discuss how Chris got the opportunity, and he certainly will speak for himself when he gets here. It'll be him talking about his opportunity to interview some pretty heavy hitters, for those that are familiar. Dr. Stephen Gundry, one of my favorites. Dave Asprey, everybody knows about Dave, and as far as spokesperson, if you're familiar with the Primal Life Organics LED mouthpiece, he's superlative for just one speaking on that product, for instance. Ben Greenfield, Sergey Young, and I have no idea what the other 51 other participants. Chris is going to enlighten us when he gets here, because it's going to be about his upcoming Longevity Health Summit. And there's going to be 51 other participants that he got to interview, at least the 1, 2, 3, 4 that I just outlined. And he'll expand upon if indeed, you know, at the forum, or if he individually got to, you know, sit down and talk with them, or collectively. He'll expand upon that. So we'll be talking about longevity as a subject in and of itself, health, wellness, and fitness from both his upcoming book, or a book that I believe is available already. I have that link for you. And the Longevity Summit, some of the questions that when he gets here to answer that might be encompassed in the interview, and probably will be, that's why he's coming. Tell us about the molecule in and of itself, the molecule that ultimately led you to decide to write a book. What was the mechanism of action for the WIS star or Y star, spelled W-I-S-T-A-R, rats, to live 90% longer? Sometimes it is hard to describe how exciting it is to start a company. Do you have a story from the book that expresses the level of excitement? My question to him when he gets here to answer it. Potentially. He's my guest. These are just, as I always do, and he did in this case send some suggested questions, and I believe I send some back. It doesn't really matter. I usually do that. And they're just bullet points to try to stay what will be a 45-minute session, by the way, when it happens on Tuesday. So we're down to about 8 minutes here. I want to stay on this 15-minute snippet overview. Let me repeat the questions at number three again. I'm sorry. So potentially, sometimes it is hard to describe how exciting it is to start a company. Do you have a story from the book that expresses that level of excitement? And, you know, he can take that away when he gets here to do so. And why are you so surprised to be the author of a longevity book? How long do you believe that humans can live and why? We definitely got to get that one in. And a footnote, he already suggested that we continue to work together, and I very much appreciate that because it's so much information. If we were both afforded the time, we could sit down and make Tuesday's session, seriously, a 6, 8, 10, 12-hour session. It could be a summit in and of itself, only it would be him and I and my two church mates, Peter and Paul, kidding around a little bit. And you all, if we did that. You guys would come, right? I'm kidding a little tiny bit, but not entirely. Okay, so continuing with the questions. That's pretty much would encompass his book to get the proverbial ball rolling, those four questions. And I know I can break cadence a little bit, so let me repeat the four questions pertinent to the book quickly. Tell us about the molecule that ultimately led you to decide to write a book. Then what was the mechanism of action for the Y-star or WIS-star, W-I-S-T-A-R, and Chris will correct us on that, on me, rats to live 90% longer. Sometimes it is hard to describe how exciting it is to start a company. Do you have a story from the book that expresses that level of excitement? And why are you so surprised to be the author of a longevity book? And how long do you believe that humans can live and why? Okay, those would be four, get the ball rolling, pertinent to the book. Then about his upcoming longevity summit, which is, again, why he's definitely here on, you know, the preloaded show and when he gets here to speak for himself. So quickly, why did you decide to put together a longevity summit? We have about 6 minutes left. Thanks for bearing with us. How do you see longevity and biohacking being intertwined? Who were the biggest names and what did they have to say about longevity, you know, at that short list I just read for you? And amongst the other 51 members, I have no idea yet. I'm going to find out right along with you. And let's see. The fifth question, just to get that ball rolling, what is the biggest limiting factor for living longer that came out of the summit? So again, deep calming breath. Thanks for bearing with me. Let me repeat those five, pertinent to the longevity summit. Why did you decide to put together a longevity summit? How do you see longevity and biohacking being intertwined? Who were the biggest names and what did they have to say about longevity at the summit? What were some of the biggest surprises from the longevity summit? And what is the biggest limiting factor for living longer that came out of the summit? So that's already obviously been taped. And I believe this is a premiere release of that taping for those guests. However, The summit link is indeed secrets2longevity.byhealthmeans.com. It's a pretty long, I'll put it in the description of this show. We're down to about 4 minutes. So once again, secrets to longevity, all one word, small case, dot by, B-Y, healthmeans.com. And again, I'll put it in the description of the show. Joke, if I remember to do so. Sometimes not so much the joke. All right, so thanks for bearing with us on all of that. And let me give you the book link. And the book is available on Amazon as well, but I believe this link that I'm about to read you, and I'll put it in the description, is betterbook.com. So here's that link. And again, the description of the show should have these links. Live longer and betterbook.com. Longer and betterbook.com. And then one more time on the summit link itself, secrets to longevity, all lowercase, dot by healthmeans.com. Y'all lucked out if you're still here. There is a God. gonna cut it here. And that's the overview for when Chris Burris gets here to speak for himself, and can't wait, and I'm very excited to work with him. And I'm so glad that he kind of beat me to the proverbial punch. There was no punch. I was going to extend that kind of an idea to him. So that will entail many more shows based around his availability and how all of these things that he's going to get here to enlighten us on develop. So that's the Chris Burris Over Show. Thank you. And I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.